now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
It's your boy! Count you down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh yeah, that was a count. Yeah. Alright. Welcome everybody.
I didn't like that. I'm going to start again.
Start again. Okay, quiet on set. Quiet on set. Can we please have quiet on the set? Take two.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ash and Al Premier League podcast on V2Football.com, sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. Episode number 8 of Series 5. Series 5, Al?
So we episode 48.
48. Two more to go before the big 5-0. And our big celebration, where we get a buffet, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Very much looking forward to that.
Buffet.
But what are we going to have? Because you can't eat now. Is there no pastries? No crisps?
No crisps.
What's on the buffet?
I've been 6 months clean with crisps, son.
6 months clean.
Yeah.
That's an effort, son.
It is. That's fucking hard for me.
I'll be honest with you, Al. I questioned whether I was going to mention this, but you've said crisps now, Al. I didn't want to tempt you. I bought a multi-pack of Tiny Toms today, so...
Oh, they want that, mate, sir.
No!
If you said you bought a pack of 36 sausage-flavoured McCoys, then I would have been straight up your house.
Sausage flavour?
Fucking sausage-flavoured crisps are the best, and they don't fucking do them, alright? McCoys usually do them in the World Cup year. They do strike a sausage, you know, where they bring up these funny flavours.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage crisps are fucking brilliant.
Sausage crisps? Never had them, sir. Never had them. And I'm a crisp connoisseur.
Now, Walker's had them last year, sausage and brown sauce. Britain.
Oh, yeah.
The best Britain meal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But brown sauce overpowered the sausage.
It's not good, is it?
I tell you, sausage crisps are lovely.
I don't eat brown sauce.
It's like them hamburger crisps. Cheeseburger crisps. American footballers, you know?
Quarterbacks, eh?
Quarterbacks. I bought you boxes, didn't I?
Yeah, bought me a boxer. Loved them.
Don't tell me I don't love you, sir. Bought you a whole box. From Cash and Carry.
So before we get on, we are of course sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. Get on their website. Their handcrafted designs will try to emulate the beauty of those split second moments, the moments that you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts in that one magical kick of a football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. And because they're our sponsors, we've got a special promo code, Ash and Al, for 10% off. As we've always say, fill your boots, fill your basket, especially with Father's Day coming up. Still time to get your gifts ordered. Enter the promo code Ash and Al at the checkout and get your 10% discount. ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter, and find them on Facebook and Instagram and all the like. So, Al, before we get on to what we got, where we've got a bit of gossip today, a bit of international.
We'll have a quiz, we'll have a guest,
see where Roy is.
I always forget about Roy every week.
Oh, he's always in the back of my mind, is Roy, always thinking about him, always worried for him, you know. But what's anything happened this week, Al?
My friend child, I've gone on holiday for 2 weeks with the mother-in-law.
Without
me to Spain, so I drove up to Bristol.
Up to Bristol?
I was up in Bristol 4:30 in the morning.
Oof.
Back home in Swansea, 6 o'clock. Go home, had my breakfast, had a change, straight to the gym.
Oh, what you didn't do? Straight to the gym.
And the optician's in at 2 o'clock, get my contact lenses in. I'm not wearing them.
I'm not wearing them. I thought you were doubled up.
I got fucking chucked out of the gym, didn't I? Devastated.
Exposing yourself?
No, apparently it's against the rules for sniffing the chairs.
Is it?
The exercise bikes after women have been on it. I don't see no fucking rules written up.
No.
Do not smell the seat after the women have been on the bikes.
No.
Apparently, it's
put a sign up once in a while, isn't it? What's the harm of putting a sign up?
Yeah, you know, so they've been banned from there now.
And you know, they shouldn't leave marks. Shouldn't leave a sweaty crack mark, should they?
It's the 16th gym,
you know what I mean? 16.
I've got to grab a bit of sweat now to work out.
You don't want to sniff them seats.
I'll
have a bit of sweat now. For years, you know, I come out and say it now, for years I've suffered from the sweaty crack syndrome. The old chair, sir.
I've noticed that. I've noticed that.
I always check, sir. But I sort of wipe my arse to one side before I get up now. Just to cover it.
No, I tell you what, sir, I never wear grey shorts.
No.
Or white shorts. I always wear my black ones. So the sweat marks don't come up. Your bum crack don't come out there.
No, there we are, sir.
Little trick of the trade, eh? Little trick of the trade. But no, I've been cleaning a lot this week. Obviously, I've been on my own. So, I've been feeling very lonely without my little girl being here. So, went to the cinema. So, Wonder Woman, I saw The Mummy. Because I went twice.
What do you get?
I get to go a third time.
Yeah.
And have it for free.
No.
Yeah. Promotion in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. Go twice from May to June, the end of June.
Yeah.
Keep your tickets. And then the third time you go, you get a free ticket.
As long as you keep your tickets from the previous.
So I'm going to see Pirates of the Caribbean for free.
Well, I didn't know they'd done that. Here we are.
I didn't know. It popped up on the Wonder Woman. I was like, oh, cool. I thought I plan to see you with The Mummy because I'm off on Friday. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I'll fucking keep my ticket for The Mummy. I'll go and see Pirates of the Caribbean next time I'm off.
Well, you kept that quiet down, you know. I could have come along with you, couldn't I? You know what I mean? You know he loves Jordan, son. You know he loves the nachos.
Fucking hell.
Large nachos, all dips, cheese, son.
Large nachos and a drink.
Yeah.
£8.
It's worth it, son.
Is it worth it?
Oh, it's worth it for them nachos, son.
Is it fuck?
It is, man. The cheese. Oh,
tell me this.
Goodness
how
me.
How can they charge £8 for the large nachos and a drink?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then charge the same price for a hot dog and a drink. All right.
Yeah.
And the same price for a popcorn and a drink, £8. How? Ridiculous. Do you know how much my food cost when I went there?
How much?
First day.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman cost me £2.40.
What do you have?
I had two bottles of Vimto.
Fizzy or still?
Fizzy.
Ooh.
I went for the new one as well. The mixed one.
Oh,
I had the classic other one as well.
Oh, it's gotta be done.
Two bottles for £1.
Yeah.
Packing a popcorn across the road and then two quality street chocolate bars.
Oh, right, yeah, 20p each,
we reduced the And the next, on Monday then, on Friday, I had a bottle of Pepsi and a pack of Jaffa Cakes. £1.69 I cost. See, I'm old school, son. I'm old school.
Oh, you got to take food, don't
I'm old school. If there's a bargain shop across the road, I'm going in there.
Don't get me wrong, Al. When they take the little one, when they take the nipper, we stock up, son. I stock up the bag, carry a bag. She likes to take her cushion, to sit on a cushion. You know, with these bee pillow cushion things.
Yeah, I know.
So she'll have that. I'll stuff her crisps in, you know, her Watsits or Quavers, whatever crisps we've got in the house. Fruit shoots, chocolate. Like I said, we go to the shop, you know, a big bag of sweets for £1, or a big bag of chocolate, you know, Milky Buttons, whatever, for £1. Where's there £3 in the cinema? I'll do that, Al.
They're not fucking £3, son.
What are they,
son? They're more than fucking £3. They're about £4.50.
I'll do that, Al. But myself, son, I will have nachos, son.
No,
I will have nachos and a large one, son. Don't get me wrong. Hot dogs, popcorn, they're an absolute rip-off, Al. But them nachos are worth it, son. That's fine dining for me, that is. The way I was brought up, son, that's fine dining, son.
I know. I have the days when you used to have the Ape of Value around the corner.
Oh,
massive Ape of Value shop.
Oh my god,
you used to have a bag full of stuff for £1.
I'm telling you, son, go for the nachos, you won't go back. You won't
I know, but I can't eat, I don't have crisps anymore, do I?
They're fucking, you know, they're not crisps, are they?
Yeah, but if I eat them, I'm going to go back.
It's corn, Alice.
I'm an addict, son.
It's just corn and maize, isn't it? It's all it is.
Corn is.
Huh?
Maize.
I know. Anyway, we get on with some football.
I'm a Chris Abbott, son, that's why. 6 months clean, son. You don't know how hard that is for me.
I can believe it, son. That's a hell of an achievement. You won't find anyone else out there like that.
I'm an addict.
I can guarantee it.
Many nights have I crushed up a pack of Monster Munch and sniffed it.
Straight up.
Fucking liked it out. Fucking spoon. Melting down some hula hoops, injecting in the vein. I'm a fucking addict, son, when it comes to crisps. It's the hardest 6 months ever. Especially when I walk into a fucking supermarket.
All right.
And they got the reduce the clear section, and all the fucking crisps are there. Alright? For 20p. I'm not even fucking joking. I was in Tesco's the other day. Big fucking bags of Doritos. Reduced to clear 20p.
Fuck you now.
Fucking salivating I was.
You'll check out what it is.
Yeah, well, after I started getting my cock out there.
It's frowned upon, isn't it?
20p!
Yeah, now there's no signs up, are there?
No sign. Do you not masturbate on the Christmas Eve?
There's no sign.
No fucking sign.
There's no signs up.
That's the thing, that's, you know, just say, there's no signs. There's nothing telling me I can't do this.
No.
So, maybe be
free reign, isn't it?
Let me cream the crackers.
Sour cream and
crackers. Sour cream and crackers.
That's just something, put a sign up, you know what I mean? You're not going to do it, are you? You're not an animal, son.
No.
You know what I mean? But anyway, we've had some football. What have we had today?
Just shove him up my arse and then watch it.
We've had some international football, are we?
Hey, I don't give a fuck.
No, England, Scotland, or Desmond.
Lovely two yesterday. Goals by Lee Griffiths. Lee Griffiths. I got a CD up there, Lee Griffiths.
Leo Lay.
We've seen him live, son.
Have we?
Yeah, we've seen him.
We have we? When do we?
When
did we see
him? Yes.
It's not one of these times you drugged me again, is it, Al?
We saw him live. Oh, no, it's over here.
No, go on, son.
Is it?
No.
Not over here. Is no. He? No, but so.
Who is it?
Lee Griffiths.
Lee Griffiths.
You don't remember, do you?
I don't remember.
He was a sport act.
Was he?
We went to see Ocean Car Sea.
Was he really? There we go. Yeah, he's good, he was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's done well for himself, international Scottish footballer.
Well, that's it, he's done very well for himself. No one saw that coming, did they? You know what I mean?
No. Oh, Joe Hart didn't.
Joe Hart didn't. but yeah, what was this? 2-2. Shit game. Usual international football.
You said you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I watched.
How can you say it was a shit game and you didn't see it, Ash? Why are you lying to our viewers?
I watched.
Our listeners.
I watched a good chunk of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a bastard liar. He didn't watch it at all.
I watched a good chunk of it. I did not watch the last 5 minutes when everything fucking happened.
I clearly asked him before this podcast, did you watch the football? He said, I can be fucked with that.
I said I watched bits of it, I couldn't be fucked.
Lies. It's all lies.
Because this international football is fucking waste of time.
At the moment, currently whether at the moment, Austria beating Republic of Ireland.
Whether it's an international tournament or whatever, it's a waste of fucking time.
I suppose the biggest news this week is the general election.
That did happen, Al. That did happen.
Hey, what have you done this week?
What have I done this week?
Yeah, you asked me, but you didn't...
What have I done, Al?
What have you done, son?
I don't know. Nothing, son. My life's not as exciting and thing as yours.
Well,
I'm
going to
say... I just mess about in the house. I don't go out and do it, really, anymore.
I gotta keep busy. I'll go mad again if I don't keep busy.
What have I done? Nothing really. Work and a bit of shopping. I haven't been to the dump. I'll tell you what now. I haven't stayed clear of there.
Shocking. There's an old woman in Nottingham's just collapsed now.
There is, isn't there?
Because you haven't been to the dump this week.
What have I done now? I went to the Grand Theatre to watch my little girl.
Yeah, I seen her on Twitter.
On a Twitter, son.
It was all different schools or just hers?
There were 6 different schools.
Yeah, I see, because my little girl's school, I follow on Twitter.
Is it?
And they were there.
What's their name, son? What night were they there?
I don't know. The Parkland Primary School.
I don't know. They done it over Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We went Friday night, prime time, son. Second on. Not being biased, they were the best there. Simple as that.
They didn't do that stupid bloody Where's the Love, did they?
No.
I seen that on Twitter. It was fucking ridiculous, that is. Shit. You tell him hey, Alex Loven said he's shit.
Don't knock it, son. They got a retweet and a reply from Will.i.am, son.
Yeah, he'll fucking do anything. He
Chelsea footballer, Brazilian international, son.
I see them all fucking swinging. I see everybody's like swinging back and forth. Like they gags. Then there's one little girl in the back. She's like standing still. Facial expression. I ain't fucking doing this. I'm not doing this shit. That's my friend there.
But
fucking cringing, son.
But no, I went there on Friday night. Cheers, son. Not made for a big fan, I tell you.
Now, you might think I'm a hard critic of the children. But I like to be entertained, and I want entertainment.
No, you've got to be entertained,
son. I went to say, I saw something last year or the year before in the Grand adult version of like Sesame Street or puppet thing. I can't remember.
Right.
It was a lot better than I thought it was, but I can't remember the shit. But yeah, the They haven't really updated the seats in the Grand Theatre, have they? They haven't really updated anything in there.
No, I'm not made for a big fella. No, quite right.
And you're about 40 stone, aren't you?
I am 40 stone, but I carry it well because I'm 10 foot tall. So yeah, that's the
10 foot tall.
So you don't notice. You don't notice the weight, son. It's all on me ass. It's all on me ass. What were we talking about? Yeah, there was our international football. Northern Ireland got a late winner against
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Wales are playing Serbia.
This evening, yeah. 7:45, is it? Something like that. And Ireland, as you said, currently 1-0 down against Austria.
In Ireland?
In Ireland.
Were they playing at the Viva Stadium they play?
Yeah, the Viva Stadium, innit? And
Croke Park.
That's it, didn't it?
Croke Park. Croke. Am I too late there? That's the Viva Stadium, haven't
I? Yeah, since he'd done it up. What else have I news? England under-20s won the World Cup.
Congratulations to them.
Well done to them.
They won a World Cup, man. Yeah. 20 World Cup, first major tournament England's won since 1966. We should be fucking proud. That's a good sign for the future.
No, it's not. No.
Freddie Woodman saved a cracking penalty.
It's not. No.
How?
Look, Serbia have won it recently.
Serbia greet you.
It's not, is it? Unless the clubs are going to play them week in, week out, and they're going to improve, or failing that. He was discussing with my brother the other night. Follow Germany's example. If this team is together as a unit, understand each other, chuck them all in the full squad now and do what Germany did and just let them play for 6, 7, 8 years together and let them develop together, regardless of if they're fucking playing for Man United or fucking Arsenal week in, week out, whatever team they're playing for. If this team has bonded together as a unit, let him go for it. Go fuck all to lose.
Good point. He's got good point there.
I know, son. I don't always talk bullshit.
No, your brother.
I said it. He didn't. He just agreed with me, son, like you. You're all yes men. You're all yes men around me. I can't fucking stand.
When did you go and visit him in prison?
But yeah, anyway, you know what I mean? You've got enough to lose. And, you know, Gareth Southgate in charge of the team, what are they going to do? Fuck all anyway.
Barely beat Scotland.
Eddie Bulroy in charge of the under-21s. Oh, fuck it, let's be honest. Come on, no. Barely beat Scotland, as you said.
Well, they didn't even beat Scotland.
But that's it. Well, that's it on the football. Fuck all that then, obviously, as you said. What about the transfer news? Well, the biggest one coming out this week is at Man United. Lindroff looks like it's going to be confirmed.
What is the biggest? I would say them releasing Ibrahimovic.
Well, he's gone, isn't he? You know what? We did say a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
We said maybe it's for the best. He's come in. He's done a fabulous job for them. You can't deny what he's done for them. Looks. Paper talk today was LA Galaxy, maybe.
The Galaxy, the French team.
Ah, the Galaxy. Back to France for him.
Yeah.
But as you say, it's a case of using that money from his wages, for example.
Yeah.
Obviously, extra money now, Champions League qualification, to bring in these extra players now, you know what I mean? He's done exactly what Jose wanted him to do, really, isn't he, in that one season?
Well, I'll go over the gossip now, son, if you want me to.
Go on, son.
Today's paper, gossip paper, whatever the fuck you want to call
it. Let's go through them, shall we?
Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez, 28, has finalised a summer move to Manchester City, according to Chilean journalist Fernando Sabaretti.
Right, now, talk to me this, right, because we had this big news in the week about Liverpool for
Virgil van Dijk.
For Dick van Dijk's son. Yeah?
Oh, they came out with apologies, didn't they? They were fucking bitches, weren't they?
Oh, stay
up. Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to. We didn't mean to tap him up, you know. Oh, don't fine us, you know. We don't want him anymore.
But time and time again, I read these stories in the paper that so-and-so's going to this club. They've agreed personal terms and everything. The clubs have just got to agree a fee now.
Yeah.
Surely, is that not exactly the same thing?
Yeah.
What they're doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
There was loads of stories we've talked about in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, it's done deal.
Done and dusted. They've got to agree the fee.
Actually, no, he hasn't been. He's not even signed for it.
No, everything's like, agreed. They've just got to agree the fee with the other club.
It was announced that he signed for Bournemouth. Oh, yeah. He hasn't signed for Bournemouth yet.
You know what I mean? To take away any of this confusion, surely it should be you agree a fee first with the club, and then you've got the permission to speak to a player.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
This week it was announced that, what's his name? Edison, is it? Brazilian goalkeeper, has finally joined Man City. What, 2 weeks after they said he's joined them for 35 million or that, but he hasn't yet. So let's carry on. Arsenal closing on completing the second signing of the summer with a 10 million capture of 21-year-old Alexandra Govalin from CSKA Moscow.
Now we see that, and then the rumour was he's going to be loaned out straight away, whether it's back to them for a season or whatever. So, another one, we've seen time and time again.
I'm not up with my fucking Russian.
He's alright, but there's another one. He's a youngster, you're paying
homophobic
for. You're paying for potential, innit? Which is Wenger's done time in, time out. Whether he feels like.
Well, biggest one he ever fucking paid for potential is fucking Bentner. Lord Bentner. World's greatest footballer.
Never should have got released. But you look at him, I mean, he went out and bought Sanchez and Ozil were the finished products he's ever bought, you know, in his Arsenal time, really. And whether because of how he's been, maybe not, well, we don't know how they've treated him, but because of, you know, you think, oh, they're running down their contracts. Sanchez looks like he could be on his way this summer. Whether you think, oh, well, I've had enough of these I've had enough of these big-time players.
Yeah.
I'll go back to my old ways and buy these youngsters and bring them on. But he's spending 10 million and he's not even going to bring him into the squad. He's going to be sent out on loan, which, to me, is the same old Wenger. You know what I mean? In Arsenal, they didn't qualify for Champions League. He's got money behind him. He needs to go out and buy.
Who's the first signing that they signed this season?
Oh.
Who's a youngster as well, isn't it?
I can't remember. It's gone.
We got a striker, Alvin Morris, 24, has urged Gareth Bale to join him in making a switch to Real Madrid to Manchester United this summer. Alvin Moreto hasn't actually joined Man United.
He hasn't joined him yet. No, they're on about, it's going to come out now.
Oh, no, this is from the Daily Star, so.
Yeah. But it's all pointing towards his, anyway, isn't it? You know, everyone, all the stories are coming out. It's going to be a good signing for
Well, big news this week, Diego Costa. Antonio Conte sent him a message saying he's not in his plan for next season.
Which is...
apparently on a move to AC Milan on a loan.
Yeah.
And I can see him joining Atletico, rejoining them in January.
It's very... it's confusing, that.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, you had problems with him early in the season, didn't he, Conte? And his attitude changed, he was banging the goals in. All for the team. Obviously, we've had that speculation about China since, you know, December.
Came January. Up this week saying he doesn't want to play in China.
No, but it's a case of.
But he can't, can he? Because they can only field three foreign players.
That's in the Chinese league. And you got obviously Lukaku coming out and saying, you know, my future's decided. Everything's pointing towards Chelsea return. But then when you look at it and say, right, they're getting rid of Costa. Plenty of stories about Batshuayi Soup.
Yeah.
Batshuayi Hussein going out on loan. I think Monaco's strongly linked.
Level of teams.
So you think if they get rid of Costa and Batshuayi for, you know, and bring in Lukaku, then Lukaku's the only striker there, really, apart from youngsters. Who else? So you'd assume he's going to have to go out and buy another one. Unless he keeps Batshuayi Soup, but then obviously. He's not going to be happy about another season on the bench, mainly, is he, really? Obviously, Champions League football and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, more games, but it's a strange one, that.
United, of course, signing Morata could be complicated because the friction between them and Real Madrid over goalkeeper Di De Gea, who has regularly been linked with Spanish club.
I think that's all played out a bit out of proportion. Yeah. I think the Man United...
Next one, we already got over Ibrahim Rich, set to go to Man United, set to go to La Galaxy,
French League one side.
Yeah. Chelsea are keen to sign a 25-year-old Colombian attacking midfielder, James Rodriguez, and Spanish club are willing to sell. But I know it's not James's, Jaime, innit?
It's Jameson. Spelt James.
Jaime Rodriguez.
James.
Yeah. It's like a old Barra player, Jaime Marino. Remember, there's James Marino, Jaime Marino.
Yes.
He played for DC United quite a bit, didn't he?
He's a striker.
Yeah, striker.
That's right, yeah.
So Chelsea looks attacking midfielder James Rodriguez.
But again,
Jaime Marino.
Obviously, they got the Champions League football. So they're going to need a bit of a deeper squad, sort of thing. Especially if they're getting rid of Costa and Batshuayi Soup. So be a good signing, but then, like you said, is he going to be happy? You know, he's sitting in the bench a lot at Real Madrid. Is he going to be happy doing the same over here? Who's going to come out the side if Conte sees him as a first team player? Are they going to be happy then about coming out the side?
Oh, Eden Hazard and Mr. Start of the season, isn't
he? Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of head work for Conte with Champions League and trying to keep everyone happy. It's going to be a big test, I think.
Oh, this is funny. It made me chuckle. Leicester root winger Riyad Mahrez, 26, has been offered offered from move to Arsenal. He was waiting for a rival bid for Barcelona, his preferred destination.
I tell you what, son. Gary Breen had more chance of signing for Barcelona all them years ago, son. He's got fucking no chance.
Take Arsenal, son.
Fucking, he's got absolutely
Liverpool
no chance.
Liverpool are interested in signing Southampton, Serbian forward Dizan Tadic, is it Tadic?
Tadic, yeah.
Whose release clause of 30 million in his contract. Well, they have to sign one Southampton player this season.
They can't.
Because they can't exist without signing a Southampton player.
No, they got to do. I think it's written in their first 10 commandments when Liverpool founded, I think. But, I mean, there's a tidy signing. I like him as a player. Whether he's going to really bring anything superb quality to Liverpool wise, I don't know.
Man United's target, Ivan Pezic, 28, Inter Milan, what, 44 million for him?
Yeah, I think they'll have him as well. Yeah. It looks like they've got Lindroff, which is nearly wrapped up now.
Yeah, due for Benfica defender Victor Lindroff means Man United have called off the pursuit for Burnley's centre-back Michael Keane.
Yeah, I think Everton are famous for him now. Which, be a good move for him, going to Everton. Koeman likes to have a pretty solid defence. And obviously they got Jagielka and Williams. They're currently an aging defence. They got Everton, so bring someone like that in would be great for them. Obviously they need a keeper as well. They've been linked with a few in the Everton. Who were they linked with? Obviously Joe Hart's always mentioned around. You know, Everton, Liverpool, blah blah blah.
If he went there,
I think it would. But there was another keeper. I can't remember his name. Linked with Everton, I thought that would be a good move. Nah, I can't remember at all.
Chelsea have agreed a £35 million deal for Monaco 23-year-old midfielder Timona Bakayoko.
Yeah.
You say Bakayoko, but I can't say his first name.
Again, I've got no idea, but he comes from Monaco, so he must be a world beater out, because they all are, apparently. You know? Monaco will have no one left now.
Same team that struggled fucking 2 seasons ago.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Same fucking squad.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Same as Leicester now. Come on. Kante was the world beater again, you know.
More news about Szczesnik. Right, Jack Szczesnik.
Oh, yeah.
Joining Juventus to be Gianluigi Buffon's eventual successor. Strange choice, that is.
I think it
He's
is.
He's not in the fucking same league as Buffon.
No way. But then have they got the money to go out and spend? Massive money. Or whether that's Buffon's last season now coming up, isn't it? I think he said he's had one more season, is it, when his contract ends or whatever.
Oh, Jordan Pickford's been linked with Everton.
Pickford last it linked with Everton, which get a bit good signing, but not for the money they're being quoted. Was it 30 million?
30 million
again. Come on now, he's had one season in the Premier League. There's no telling what he's going to turn into, or you know which way he's going to go, his career's going to go. You just don't know. To spend that amount of money is ridiculous.
Joe, would Arsenal looking to seal a £5 million double deal for Sunderland Swedish pair Joel Asoro and Benjamin Mbanga Kimpaki. I don't know if that's pronunciation right there. The former is an 18-year-old forward and the latter is a 17-year-old winger.
Who's Arsenal winner?
Wenger wants a couple of sweets.
He wants a couple of sweets. Is again though, like we said, he's always done it. He's always invested heavily in the youth side, and just not. It doesn't seem to concentrate. You know, he always says, "Oh, you know, I've got the future of Arsenal. You know, I'm taking care of the future of Arsenal." Well, you know, you can take care of the future of Arsenal, but you need to take care of the present as well, and get a squad capable of finishing, winning the league. Never mind just finishing top four.
Call us then, Nick. Joined Arsenal on a free from Schalke.
That's right, right back, I think. Is he full back? Anyway.
Yeah, something like any.
Yeah.
Not a lot of transfers this week, Premier League transfers.
Yeah, there's been a lot. It's all a lot of speculation,
Edison
really.
Edison Moraes, 8th of June, finalises deal to Man City. All the rest of the Football League.
Yeah. you know, like you say, there's a lot of speculation. Obviously, Man United are the big players at the moment. Mm. We see Lindelof nearly tied up. Morata looking close as well. Perisic could well be on the cards. And there was another one as well. But Morata, I can see a good signing for Man United. People have questioned his goal scoring record. But he hasn't. I mean, he was a lot from the bench last season for Real Madrid. You know what I mean? It's hard to get ahead of, you know, Ronaldo, Benzema, Bale. You know what I mean? And when he's come on, he scored a fair amount of goals. Mm. And I think starting week in, week out, linking up again with Pogba, who had good success with Juventus, didn't he?
Yeah,
linked up well together there. So I can see that being a cracking little link up there, Man United. So, but that's it. That's all the transfer gossip. That's all it is this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do new plugs.
Like we said, the season's winding down. We finish this series, episode 10, our 50th episode. And we'll give you a break. We'll give you all a break.
We've got fuck all to report.
We'll give you all a break for a few weeks, a few months, a year, whatever.
Start of the next season.
Maybe two weeks before.
We'll do 2 week before we do the transfer, catch up all the transfers,
all the new kits. We love looking at new kits, we do. Fair does.
Oh, yes. First thing I do on FIFA.
It's got to be done.
Look at all the new kits.
Look at all the new kits, and I always unlock the old kits. All the old kits.
Because I always got loads of money left over from previous games.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, so I just...
But... I never then play with those teams that I've locked their own kits, kits with, you know?
Well, if there's Premiership ones, I usually...
They don't have enough Premiership ones, do they?
Maybe they can't get the licence to the old kits.
Well, that's it.
They should bring out FIFA 18, right? We talked about this yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think they should have, in FIFA 18, kit mode in the season, right? Career mode, okay? And then you can have the option to change the kit.
Yeah.
If it's like, say, Chelsea, Adidas, okay? So let's have 10 basic Adidas designs.
Yeah.
So you can change your kit every season or every other season. Like Arsenal, Adidas, Nike, Umbro.
Yeah.
Fucking whoever.
Yeah.
Have like 10 basic designs, buy them, change your kits home and away every season. Or you can not do. That'll make the game better.
Well, years ago they used to.
Because I'm fired up for fucking 15 seasons of West Ham, same fucking kit. You know?
But you could create your own years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah, create your own team.
You saw on PlayStation 1, this was. Yeah. Then fucking PlayStation 4 now, it should still be there. Create your own team, pick your kit, pick your colours.
They do that FIFA Ultimate team now, don't they? That's right.
It's all on that, team, and I can't be fucking arsed, mate. Yeah, but you can't design a kit then, you just go and steal someone else's kit if you like.
Yeah.
Basically, you go and buy it, you don't steal it.
But we designed it anyway, we studied graphic design, we love to design football kits. It's something I've done since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, of course, right. Yeah.
My sponsor's always JVC, because it's the only one I could spell when I was a kid. JVC and Nike, because it's just a tick, that's all I need, and then I always used to design my kits.
Exactly, so it's just...
Talking about kits, have you seen Middlesbrough's new one?
Yeah, he showed me.
Fucking god awful.
Who sponsors them all? I can't see who sponsors them.
No, it's totally so tiny in it. We got a terrible kit, we got a terrible new manager, Gary Monk.
Gary the Monk, son.
He's come back from the Abbott, he's bringing James Beattie with him. And that's officially the last time I'll speak about Middlesbrough this season.
And it's been some miracle. They get into the playoffs or something. I can't see it all. I can't see it. They've got it. I tell you what, they have got a chance because the player's there. I know there was talk of them looking at an offer. I can't remember who was coming in.
Lazio.
For about nine million. Where ticket, I'd say.
Give us 10.
Daroon
is not on fire.
He's not, son. They've got a chance because they've got people like Bamford who I think will tear up the championship.
Yeah, Rudy Gestede.
Rudy Gestede's going to be a good
player. Mind you, Chris Woods. Let's see if he can bring Chris Woods. Apparently Huddersfield won him for 15 million.
15 million?
Yeah.
He's not that prolific, is he? No, he scored a few goals this season, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored a lot for Leeds.
Yeah, but before that, he's
fucking New Zealander.
New Zealander, mate. Kiwi, you know.
Have you met my friend Peter? Peter, this is Paul. This is Peter. Have you seen my friend Martin? Martin's a good guy. Hey, 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 what are you doing? This is Martin. That's all the New Zealand they can do. It's basically Rhys Darby, that is.
No. But, yeah, anyway, well, yeah, that's a fucking league football song. We don't talk league about a football league.
Now!
Anyway, I could talk about FIFA all day, son. We're doing a FIFA podcast, son.
Cristiano Ronaldo, first time cover star.
Yes. But the one thing, I think, it's all kicking off because they've changed...
Oh, Barry Ballyway, son. Tommy Gay.
They've changed the names of
legends to icons.
A lot of shite.
Yeah, it's the same thing. They just changed the names.
Just changed the name.
Yeah, well, that's on the FUT mode, isn't it?
FUT,
you know.
Yeah, don't play it.
FIFA Ultimate Team. I play career mode.
That's all I play, so. Career mode. I do like to be a pro, career mode.
Nah, I like manager mode. Manager mode, career. My 15 years.
I'll be...
Boom.
Done, son. I do to be a pro, son. I do it for about half a season. And then I'll either retire and become a manager, or just start a new career as a manager. I like it for about a week of playing time. I like it, and then I just go back to managing career more dead.
I'm gonna start a new career in the J League because I haven't played the J League yet. Because I've always wanted J League on FIFA, and the first year they've had it, I haven't played it yet.
Oh wow!
I won't mind living in Japan because I like big-breasted Asian babes.
Yes. We can talk about FIFA all night, Sam. V2's got a YouTube channel, Sam. A FIFA episode, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play you. I'll give you a beating again, Sam. I have to bring my controller down.
I'll get you on WWE 2K17 then, Sam.
Oof.
I'll whoop your ass, Sam.
Yes.
Nacho Man style.
Nacho Man. But yeah, we are, of course, on V2Football.com. You haven't get on there, go on there, check out all the latest interviews, articles, podcasts as well. It's not just this fabulous podcast on there, ladies and gentlemen. There is the original V2 football podcast, which is released every Wednesday, Thursday-ish.
And every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday-ish.
One day in a week.
Yeah.
You know, pick a day, just check it out. You know, all the news from the world football, all the interesting stories. Funny stories, bit of a quiz, blah blah blah. You know what I mean? Check them out.
What funny stories?
It's good. You are?
What funny stories?
You know, funny ha ha, like, you know.
Well, so, like a clown.
Yeah, a clown. There is also the the 72 show, which is all things
1972.
1972. All things Football League, that is. We're the Premier League, they're Football League. So we've got all bases covered on V2. Don't worry about that. There is out there as well, Hipster's Gate Europe, you will catch occasionally all the news. What's happened to the kazoo, Al?
Oh, I fucking broke it again, didn't I?
You haven't broken the other kazoo?
Still plays.
Oh, right, there
still
we are. Plays. You're lucky. And, of course, over the summer weeks, they have got Series 2 of the V2 Academy. So it's all things from youth football, interviews with coaches within the game and involved in youth football and futsal and the like. So check it out. Which is on v2football.com. It's also available on the YouTube channel. So at v2football on Twitter, search on Facebook. We'll just go on the line. Isn't it?
Get on the internet.
Check it out.
Fucked it.
Load up the dial-up, Sam.
Yeah.
And check it out. And that is the plugs. And check us out on Twitter now. Ash and Al Podcast.
Or individually.
At Alexander Slobum. One?
No.
Just at Alexander Slobum.
It's only one of me, son.
Just only one of you, son. And at Ashley Calver one, I believe. We're full name now. We're full names, aren't we? Okay. Big time Charlie, son. We're going full name. It's not Ash or Al.
And it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the musical intrude.
Interlude.
Thank you.
That's all I'm here for, son.
Oh, the kazoo.
The kazoo. Guess the song and the kazoo.
Guess the song.
Let's have a few out because we've got time, son.
I've been practicing this all day, actually.
Go on, son, I'm ready.
When I was wanking myself off earlier. Ready?
Moon River. Got it, son. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, go in, Jack. Go in. Oh. Here come the cheese. Off
to see the world.
Oh. Here come the cheese. With that. Beautiful. Spot on as well, son. Well, give us another.
I'll give you another one. Celebrate his birthday this week. I played the album on the record player there, son, on my LP. So we're gonna. We're gonna celebrate the life of this magical man today. You ready?
See if you can guess, ladies and gentlemen. I'll keep my nose out.
Raspberry Beret. You know, I sing that to my daughter at bedtime. She loves me singing that to her. Danny Boy.
At bedtime, son, that'll get you pumping up, will son?
She loves it. Oh, no, I sing it. I don't sing it. But I sing it.
Do it mellow, son. Do it mellow. Do an acoustic.
Can no one find in a second.
Do you do a kazoo with it, son?
No, do I fuck?
No. Anyway, that was Guess the Song on a Kazoo. Is there any more, Noel?
Well, it's up to you, son.
We'll have another one. There's no football to talk about, is there? Sure, really? If people have turned off, they've turned off by now. Three treats through there, ladies and gentlemen.
Bella Queen, Prince, and Henry Mantel, isn't it?
There we are. Moon River. Here's your trio. Are they all dead?
Well, he composed who sang Moon River? Ah, Andy Williams. Danny Williams.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
They're all gone now.
Well, not every member of Queen's dead.
The important one, isn't he? Come on now.
God bless you, Freddie.
God bless you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get on and we'll find out now. Because we're still getting inundated with millions and millions of messages and letters about our good friend. He's become our good friend, Mr. Roy Hodgson, and find out where he is. You all want to know where he is every week after leaving his international job. So let's cross live now to Roy and find out where are you now.
Alright, boys, well, this week I'm in Rwanda and I'm shooting rhinoceroses with my friend Uwe Rosa.
Oh, well, there we are.
With a poaching, boys, with a poaching. We do like a rhinoceros.
Who doesn't, Roy? Who doesn't? Well, say hello to Uwe for us.
I will, boys.
And we'll speak to you next week, Roy.
Well, then, boys, too,
I know. I tell you what, his passport must be filling up, sir. He's getting all over the shop.
Filling his fog.
I bet he goes in a balloon as well.
Yeah,
I bet he does. He loves it. There we are. That was Where's Roy Now. So, I tell you what, Al.
Won't go on a rocket, though.
No, he won't go on a rocket. Should we have a quiz, Al?
Yeah,
we have the next round. The next round of the world famous beer mat quiz, Al.
We're struggling this week.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hotshot. Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you to build your game. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
Not struggling, sir. You are currently 2-1 up, I believe, Alexander.
2-1
up to Alex on a world-famous beer mat quiz. If you never listened to the quiz before, ladies and gentlemen...
Where the fuck have you been?
Where the fuck have you been?
That's
what I'm looking for. Sorry, man. I'm looking around for the Les Dawson joke book.
I cleaned up.
He's cleaned up and everything. So the premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with football questions on. We pick a card each.
And we ask each other the questions. Hope you get yours right and hope they get theirs wrong. It's as simple as that. And because we like to do some of this segment in an 80s comedian voice.
70s, isn't it? 70s.
70s comedian voice. We like to tell a joke.
We don't do racism.
No. We tell a joke from
we
the...
We do sexism. Yeah.
From the Les Dawson joke book, ladies and gentlemen. My mother-in-law is so thin, I've seen more fat on a cold chip. Took me a while to find out, but I liked it, son.
You like the jokes in this book, don't you?
I do, they're very good, son. My mother-in-law's got a blemish between her ears. It's her head.
You crack on with the quiz, son.
Yeah, let's have the quiz.
Go on and put the fucking book down there.
Alright. Right, so yes, let's crack on, Al. So,
you
go on, pick a card, any card.
I'll have that card there.
You have that card, I'll have this card, okay. So, who's asking first?
I'll ask first, son.
You ask first, Al, yeah. Okay, go on then.
Okay.
You do it first.
Who has scored the most own goals in the Premier League?
Has he?
Yeah. Is it A, Richard Dunn, B, well, I was going to say West Broughton, Wes Brown.
Wes Orange.
C, Sat Knight, or D, your old friend,
Frank Sinclair.
Shite the Spramble.
Shite the Spramble. I'm not going for him. Just remember him.
Oh, take the Spramble.
Take the Spramble.
So Richard Dunn, Wes Brown, Sat Knight, or take the Spramble.
I tell you what, for a multiple choice one, I'm very surprised Frank Sinclair's not there.
Yeah.
Because he's got the second most. Richard Dunn.
Richard Dunn is right.
Oh, boom! Oh, boom! 2-2. Oh, he's pulling it back. Alex has to...
We're on
a
Desmond Tutu.
On a Desmond Tutu. But Alex still has his question to to come. So, here we go. Are you ready, Al?
Always.
I don't like this. I don't like this. Right, okay. I think you get this one. With 109 goals, Ali Daei is the leading all-time goal scorer in international football, but for which country did he play? There's no multiple choice. I'm not sure on this one, huh?
Why is there no multiple choice? We did this last week, son.
Hey, I don't. We got questions printed, son. You know what I mean? It's their fault, the printers, isn't it? Ali Daei, with 109 goals, Ali Daei is the leading all-time goal scorer in international football, but for which country did he play?
I haven't got a clue who he is.
Ali Daei.
Yeah, you can say his name over and over again.
Ali Daei. Ali Daei.
Ali Daei.
Ali Daei.
Okay, Google. Who is Ali Daei? Sorry, Nigella Lawson's just come on my TV.
So. Now Alex is about to come on his TV. Anything? Bueller? Bueller? No? Stop Googling it. You just fucking Google it.
No, I'm not. Actually.
You fucking
ass. I'm sure you what I'm looking at.
It's bound to be tits.
It is tits.
Don't even show me.
Melly Sykes.
Is that who it is it?
Why?
Oh, pint of worthy.
Dali, what's his name? Dali Ali?
Ali Daei.
Sounds African. Say African or...
Are you going for the whole of Africa then?
No, but name sounds Arabic. And I don't think no Arabic player scored that.
109, is it?
109.
With 109 goals,
so
Ali Daei...
let's think of Arabic countries in Africa, football. Morocco, not Egypt. Right.
He's having a think about this, ladies and gentlemen. He don't want to be level going into the last two episodes.
Right, am I ever going to say Nigeria, Cameroon, or Senegal?
Ooh.
I'm going to go for Senegal.
No, I'm afraid not that. Senegal, you've got to look at Senegal, former French colony, of course. The Frenchman, isn't he? Frenchman and woman, eh? Names like Patrick. Patrick Vieira.
It's Ivory Coast.
That was a French colony, wasn't it?
Ivory Coast is no Senegals, no?
Because you got people like Patrick Vieira, who played for France all their career, but then went to Senegal, done well at the World Cup. It was actually, I'm actually from Senegal. Why didn't you play for him, you fucking bell end? He's been linked with a job in France, hasn't he?
Saint-Étienne.
He won't go there. Iran.
Iran?
Iran.
I said Middle East, didn't I?
You did, Sam. I thought you were onto it then. I thought you cracked it.
That's our name,
Sam. So yeah. But where is he? He's at New York City, isn't he?
Yeah, he's New York City, isn't he? Yeah.
He's not leaving there. He thinks he's been groomed for the next Man City job, isn't he? After Pep, that's what he's there for. Basically. But there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end of the pub quiz. Beer mat quiz, not a pub quiz. It's a world famous beer mat quiz. And
how do you spell his name?
Two each. Ali.
Yeah.
A-L-I.
Yeah, I know how to spell Ali. My mum called me for all my life.
Oh, that's all.
Like, you were telling her, you tell him, you spelling it in the Arabic way, mum. You know, you got to spell it A-L-L-Y.
Yeah, Scottish way.
Yeah, Ali. Not Ali.
Anyway, Ali, Dai.
D-A-E-I,
I believe. Deli Ali, I remember. He's got a moustache and everything. You don't remember Deli Ali, man? Played the World Cup in 98, was it? When Iran and... Remember Iran and the USA?
D-A-E-Y?
D-A-E-I.
Aye.
I think. Or D-E-A-I. D-A-E-I. Deli Ali.
Yeah,
remember him now, didn't you? No, look, now, didn't you? I think he played in Germany, was it?
Iran.
I could be completely wrong with that, whether he played in German League or not, I don't know. Have a look. Let's have a look at the career of Deli Ali, ladies and gentlemen. Ali Deli, Ali Dai, you can't even say his
name. Who was holds the record for most international goals?
I can't even say his name.
First goal in 1993 against Chinese Taipei. What are the fucking teams you played against?
Taipei.
Fucking Nepal, Oman, Sri Lanka. I didn't know Sri Lanka played football.
Yeah, you can only beat what's in front of you, son.
Fucking hell, he's got the highest fucking...
It's not his fault, is it, son? It's not his fault.
When did you ever fucking played a good team?
What's his club football, son? Who did he
play? Warm. Fucking hell. Find out now. Where he played internet, when he played club football.
Let's have a look, is it?
Let's have a look, is it? He played for Bayern Munich. For one season, scored 6 goals in 23 appearances. Played for Hertha Berlin, 29 appearances, scored 6 goals.
Yeah.
And then all the rest are running clubs, El Shahab, Pippa Losses.
Oh, she's been hauling away, she did.
Is it Iran? It's a Persian Gulf Premier Pro League professional football club based in Tehran. Iran.
I knew we had a spell in Germany. There we are, ladies and gentlemen.
The Red Army, they called it.
The Red Army. Two each, Al, going in to the last two.
Going or go down in a couple.
I'll be honest, Al, I was feeling down about the quiz coming into this week. I thought,
who scored the most own goals?
Because I think it was a few weeks ago I read it, because I always thought it was Frank Sinclair. I always thought.
Everybody thinks it's Frank Sinclair.
I always thought
Richard Dunn,
but, and then someone said Richard, it's Richard Dunn, so it stuck in my head then. Richard Dunn and David Dunn.
What did David do?
But that is that is the end of the quiz. Two each.
We have two episodes left. Ooh, could go to 3, 3, 4, 4. Could go for the final 50th episode. Well, tiebreaker.
It's going to go to the final episode, whatever now.
Do you end up with Cockman?
No one, that's my key, son.
Whose trousers are they? They're not yours, are they?
Whose aren't?
They fucking skin tight on you, son.
Mine there, son.
Fucking hell.
Look at the quads there, son. Like Bobby Carlos here.
Nah, nothing like him.
Like Bobby Carlos, son. Right?
Nothing like him, son. Nothing like him, son.
I fucking curl one out with Besson. I can't send
the one out. Right, so that's the end. If we got time for a guest. Have we got time for a guest? Yeah, we've always got time for a guest when we got fuck all to do.
Well, we've got him here. We'll get him out, don't
we? So should we...
What are we doing?
I don't know. What guest are you bringing out?
I don't know, you arranged it, son, you tell me.
Well, seeing that the Lions tour have kicked off this week, they've won two, lost one against the Oakland Blues.
Blues. Yes.
He made an appearance on TV against the Crusaders yesterday, I watched him.
Was he?
He's at the try line, he was.
Is he?
So, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, all the way from New Zealand, he's on Skype, so he might break up.
By the via web link. Telephonic via web.
So, ladies and gentlemen, would please put your paws together. See what I did there. See what I did there.
Really good.
For Stamford the Cowardly Lion.
Hey! How you doing, Stamford?
I'm alright, boys. I've been terrorised.
No.
Yeah, I'm a sheep.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm scared, boys.
Oh, don't be scared. You're the
alpha. Look at funny eyes. Everywhere I am in New Zealand, there's sheep. Sheep there, sheep there, sheep everywhere.
You're the alpha out there. Stamford, you should be in charge of them. You'd be scared.
Maori sheep, boys. Scared.
How are you? What's else?
I'm alright, boys. We did a good game yesterday.
Very good.
Well, it was boring to watch.
Boring to watch.
Look, right. Penalties. Penalties, I say.
You would enjoy it better than football, old Stamford, or what?
No.
No. Football's the game, innit?
Chelsea all the way. I'm next to Sam Warburton. He always rises to the occasion. He's got a good bounce in him. He uses his laugh, boys. It's just rugby humour.
Very good, Stamford. Very good. He's turned up this week.
Hey, boys. I heard I didn't win.
What's that? I didn't win what? No, Stamford.
I heard Jürgen Klinsmann won.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
I thought I would have won.
I think it's just the regularity. Jürgen's been with us since Series 1, see Stamford?
Whoa.
I think you'll be well in with the race now next.
I thought everybody loved me.
Everyone loves Stamford, don't worry.
Oh, I'm a little bit upset.
Oh, don't be upset.
Oh, it's in my nature too.
Don't be upset, Stamford. So how did he get over on the plane anyway? I know you're scared of the flight.
Like Mr. T, they put me out.
They put you out, did they? They put it in your milk, did they?
What's his name? You know, Owen Farrell. He looked at me funny.
Oh, he's got them eyes.
The eyes. He looks up when he's kicking. He said to me, Stamford Cowardly Lion. I said, what? Drink this milk. I said, why? It'll help you fly better. Yeah. So I drank it. Next thing I know, I woke up with all these fucking sheep around me.
And a red ass.
And a big red ass, yeah.
So are you going to get a game or this year?
I don't play.
Oh, you don't play?
I'm just the mascot.
Oh.
I'm not playing rugby. It's barbaric. I like to sit and watch.
Yeah. So what happens? Do you finally get a rest now when this tour's over, Stamford, or not?
Well, back to Stamford Bridge then.
Back to the bridge, yeah. Ready.
Talk to the man with the red face. I don't know his name. He looks like a beetroot.
The translator.
The translator. He's been there for years.
Yes.
Since Franco Zola was here.
Does anyone know
his name? He used to ride me.
Did he?
Yeah. He did. He was so small, I used to carry him on my back.
Or Zola. Like,
yeah, John Franco.
Yes.
Who do you think I was talking about?
The man with the red face.
Oh, no. Jesus, the size of him.
He'd break your back, Stamford.
Oh, me and Franco. We're good friends. That's why I call him a Franco. He used to ride me back and forth at matches.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. It was like me and Toro.
No.
It was great.
It's like Lionel and... what's his name? I can't remember. Sorry, Stamford. I'm trying to think now. From the... Oh, Thundercats.
You mean He-Man and Battlecat?
No, yeah. That's what I mean, yeah. Is it?
What's the name of Battlecat?
No, I don't.
Cringer!
Is it Cringer?
He's a relative of mine.
Is he? Yes.
He's a shit house. As soon as Prince Adam says, I have the power, he changes to Battlecat. And everybody thinks he's macho. Deep down inside, he's still a shit house.
He's worse than he was, he's done.
Oh, yes. It's Cringer!
Well, it's been fantastic talking to you, Stamford.
I gotta go now, boys.
Yeah, we'll try and get you on now again before the end of the series.
Warren Gatland's calling for me.
Oh, you better go there. You don't want any trouble with him. You know what he's like.
Rob Holly's got his head stuck again. I gotta pull him out.
Okay, Stamford.
I'm coming, boys. I'm coming.
Bye, Stamford. See you later.
See you soon, boys.
Bye. Well, greatest away from Stamford.
Stamford the Cowboy Lion, all the way from New Zealand.
I don't know, it's because, you know, these new phones or whatever, cracking.
clear reception.
I don't know what phone you. I've got to get that phone because I can't even talk to my daughter in Spain.
Yeah,
on Skype, and he's come through nice and clear.
O2, see, HD calling, that's what it is.
I'm O2.
You're O2, you?
Yeah. I'm O2. Yeah, it's Urendo in Spain.
Nah, it's Urendo. Yeah. It's O2 over there now. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
O2. Different, completely different though. But that brings it in.
Movie star.
She sent me a picture the other day.
Screenshot and the phone. What were they called?
Screen.
No. The
go on.
Like O2 and Orange and
network. Yeah.
Over there, one of them's called Movie Star.
Yeah, I had RCA when I went there. Good song, that.
Movie Star.
What is it?
You think you are a movie.
Who sings that? Come on, Sam, you're
I'm
fucking
sure
right.
I'm sure that's not it.
You're a Rain Man, sir.
I'm sure that's it. I think you get confused with a Neil Diamond song.
What is it?
Reverend Blue Jeans.
Go on, it. That's from Neil Diamond. Fuck. No, I'm trying to think this song. Come on, Al. You know, Sam. You like the Rain Man. Come on, Sam.
Yeah, definitely not Rain Man.
I definitely don't know that song. I don't know.
Siri, the porn star.
Wait there now. I don't like talking to him, he's a fucking idiot.
It's
movie star song. Movie star. You think you are a movie.
David Essex.
That's him. Fuck's sake. Movie star. Movie star song. Movie star lyrics. Harpo. Song by Swedish pop singer Harpo. There we are.
This is the right song though.
I'll fucking find the lyrics now, son. Anna Friedlingstedt of ABBA was one of the backing vocalists singing the words Movie Star or Movie Star. Oh.
Hello again! Hello!
Where's the lyrics, man? We just had the lyrics, yeah?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Feel free to turn off when you want, ladies and gentlemen. We're
wrapping things up, you know.
You feel like... Oh, I can't remember the tune at the start of it.
Fuck, you type it in YouTube!
You feel like Steve McQueen. Fucking downloading it, for fuck's sake.
You haven't got YouTube on your phone?
Yeah, goddamn.
What do you do when you're on the toilet if you haven't got YouTube?
Wait there now, son. I've got Apple Music, here we go. Oh. Nah, Stereophonics. Stereophonics. Harpo, there you are. Turn that bitch up.
Yeah, I know the tune, yeah.
Yeah!
I thought it was David Essex. It sounds like a David Essex.
It does sound like him.
Movie star.
What we got? 30 seconds. Keep an eye. Gotta be soon again, sir.
You feel like Steve McQueen when you're driving in your car.
All the best music on this show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's the second time now we played a Swedish artist.
That's 29 seconds. 29 seconds ago. Get to the coup. 29 seconds ago. I can't play 29 seconds. I can't play anyone else.
Yeah, no, play another 20.
No, I can't, seconds. Son.
Yeah,
I can't. You can. I can't, son. But, yeah. Anyway, remind me of that song. But, yeah, you're right now. Movie star out there. But, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of episode 8 of Series 5, the Ashley Isle Premier League podcast. We'll be back, like we said, there's only 2 more weeks for you to sit through, ladies and gentlemen.
We're bored ourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
So, how the fuck you lot have listened to this all the way through, I don't know. But it's good. Shits and giggles, isn't it?
Yeah, shits and giggles.
Shits and giggles.
It's a lot better than this football podcast with football, but...
I don't know. I don't know how. I've listened to us with football, and I've listened to us without football.
We talk a lot of shit.
Who doesn't nowadays, Al?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
The Tories do, I know, right, sir?
Ooh,
political.
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 Theresa May? May not.
Theresa May, Leanne Woods. Oh. Here they are. Heard it on Gogglebox. That's not one of mine. But yes, so ladies and gentlemen, obviously check out our sponsors at football.com. Promo code Ash and Al for 10% off.
You vote for UKIP. UKIP as you always do.
What's that?
UKIP supporting you, you are?
EDL I support.
You're UKIP, aren't you?
I'm not UKIP, son.
What are you told? You always tell them racist jokes.
Yeah.
All right, you don't like foreigners, you know, the stuff you come out with,
yeah,
atrocious. I thought you kept
No.
Oh. Well, since Ferrar's left, then.
I was back.
I'll follow him. I'll follow him everywhere. But anyway, yeah, join us next week if you want. Don't have to. Not forcing you.
Let's clarify, none of us vote UKIP because we're not fucking idiots.
No, there we are. DUP, son. DUP.
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 The DUP.
I'm Ian Parsley.
You vote for Plaid Cymru, did you?
Plaid Cymru. No, I didn't know. You really want to know, do you?
Yeah.
Ask me,
yeah. Who did you vote for, Ash? Labour. Answer the question. Who did you vote for?
I like Paxman. Labour.
Labour.
Oh. Labour. Huh? Because of his student views, I'm hoping he'll clear my student loan.
That's what I'm hoping, son. No, student just wait till you're 40, it gets cleared.
Fuck off, I'm paying it off every week.
Ah, you mavic.
13 quid a week now, son.
Ah.
That's what it's taking off me. Cheeky fuckers. Oh, I enjoyed it at the time. Oh, I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoyed it. Propping up the bar, son.
Enjoyed that. Did we actually spend any or student loan buying fuck stuff for university?
Absolutely fuck off.
I think I might have bought a hard drive once.
I didn't buy it back all, son.
Which I filled with porn.
DVDs, computer games, yeah, and beer.
I remember one year. It was bonfire night. November the 5th. Remember that date, okay?
That's bonfire night.
And I didn't have no money, and my student loan was next day. Late going in, right? And the day he came in was November 5th. Oh, I was in Tesco's, and I looked up like
fireworks at the cash point, sir.
The biggest box in Tesco's. Boom! Thank you, student loan.
Oh, it was great when you got it early sometimes, you got it a day before sometimes. Oh,
and I got you, son. Oh, I treated myself there, son. I had the biggest triple sandwich you can get in Tesco's. Ooh, £3 one. Yes.
Triple breakfast one.
Triple breakfast one. When I could eat all that crap. See, eating all that crap has got me in this mess in the first place.
You enjoyed it though, sir. You enjoyed it, sir.
Oh, yes.
So, you know what I mean? You can't regret that, sir.
You can't never regret, never go back.
No, never go back. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.